states to restrict the voting rights of immigrants, blacks, Native Americans, and even ex-convicts who had served their sentence. Other amendments had to be made to make sure there existed equity and fairness in the exercising of voting rights. Voting right progression through time. Let's look at how voting rights metamorphs through time and the various changes that occurred through time in the history of the voting system in the United States. 1776. The right to vote during this colonial and revolutionary period was controlled by the legislature of the individual states. Voting rights were restricted to property owners. Typically, only white men aged 21 years and above who owned land could exercise their right to vote. 1787. The U.S. Constitution was adopted, but there was no consensus on a federal voting standard. Hence, states retained the power to make their own voting laws. These voting laws still favored white male property owners. 1789. George Washington was elected as the first U.S. president. The then Constitution granted power to the states to determine voting criteria. As a result, only taxpaying and property-owning white males were granted the power to vote by the state. 1790. The Constitution passed the Naturalization Act, which grants white men born outside the U.S. to naturalize and become citizens. It explicitly stated that only free white immigrants can become naturalized citizens, but this act didn't grant the automatic right to vote. 1820 through 1830. Other states joining the USA began to create their own rules that specified who was allowed to vote. Basically, the white male property owners were allowed, although a few free black men were also accorded the opportunity. However, women, regardless of whether they were white or black, were not granted the right to vote. 1840. This was when women began to petition for the right to decide who leads them. The suffragette movement much pronounced by the loud voices of Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Stanton. 1848. Activists for ending slavery joined up with women's rights and clamored for universal voting rights for women. At a certain level of liberation met the voting laws at a time when Wisconsin also entered the USA to create them. Women were still not allowed to vote, but people from other countries living in Wisconsin were allowed, as long as they had stayed for over a year and had plans to naturalize into U.S. citizens. 1850. Just in an attempt to ensure that the white male population retained voting power, literacy laws were created. It stated that a voter must pass a literacy test to be allowed to vote. As a result, many blacks and immigrants were hindered from voting since they couldn't read. 1868. The Congress passed the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. As a result, full citizenship privileges were granted to male persons born in the United States or naturalized as citizens. Since individual states still controlled voting regulations, women were still deprived of voting rights. However, men who were 21 years and above and lived in the United States could vote. 1870. The Congress passed the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution. It prohibited the federal or state government from denying an individual of his right to vote on the basis of color, race, or whether he was previously a slave. Even though the amendment didn't empower women with the right to vote, it eliminated racism in voting. 1887. Voting right was extended to Native Americans. Those of them who were able to disassociate themselves from their tribe were granted citizenship by the Dawes Act, making them technically eligible to exercise their voting right. 1890. This was when Wyoming was announced as a state in the U.S. and became the pioneer state to empower women with voting rights and make provision for it in their constitution. 1920. Women were finally empowered with the power to vote by a 19th Amendment to the Constitution. 1924. Native Americans were recognized as American citizens by the Congress, and they were empowered with voting rights, their tribal affiliation notwithstanding. 1943. Citizenship was conferred on Chinese immigrants by the Magnuson Act. This empowered them with the right to vote. 1961. The 23rd Amendments were passed, and this allowed citizens